San Francisco. Can you hear that echo? Echo, echo. Can you hear that echo? Echo, echo, echo. That is my phone. Music for your plants. This is Plantasia, a beautiful synthesizer based album made in I think 1969 for actually initially to go for this, like, to accompany a sale of cute little house plants in a plant store, and it kind of became a little bit of a cult classic. But actually, like, plants respond to this music. And my sweetheart was, like, actually playing the vinyl of it for this fuchsia plant. My God. How sweet is that? You're listening to Hag Right Happy Hour. And I'm glad you are. It's beautiful today in San Francisco. There is much afoot in the world. I don't even need to tell you that. It is a context we're working with, so I actually brought quite a bit of spacey, beautiful, wandery, electronic, I think just music with a lot of, like, soul and spirit that might...
I walk along the avenue.
Francisco. How we doing? I hope you're doing good. I'm excited to be here on a Monday and to be chatting with you good people, sharing good music. And, of course, this is Flock of Seagulls. And I'll cut out in a second, but this is High Ride Happy Hour. And for the month of April, we're doing Mondays. I got a conflict in my schedule on Thursdays, and that's all you need to know. All right, thanks for listening to Radio Valencia. Back to Flock of Seagulls on this beautiful manic Monday.
Get away. Okay, let's take it from here.
Thank you.
do love that. I don't know if you noticed that we're rocking a little bit of 80s. Rocking a little bit of 80s today. And I feel really good about it. I got no regrets. And, gosh, it's so subtly disorienting to be here on a Monday. It's not just another manic Monday. It's not just another anything lately, I would say. But we're getting a little too philosophical here, maybe. I'm not so sure that that's what I need on this manic Monday. We want to keep it easy. We want to keep it simple. I got the door open. It's freaking beautiful out. We have the most, like, whiplash weather. Kind of like my hormones. Snippity snap. If you watch The Office, you know when Michael Scott's talking about his vasectomy. Snip snap. Then you get it reversed. Then you want to have kids again. Then you get it reversed. Snip snap. So anyways, I have a lot of notes for Hagrite Happy Hour in my collection, and it says snip snap on some of them, so for what it's worth. Anyways, alright, so we're just going to have a manic, moderately manic Monday. How's that? We got a little Clash roll in the background. We had a Voices Carry. We had some Flock of Seagulls earlier, and Run So Far Away, and we had a little Ziggy Stardust and a quick little peek of Beastie Boys' Heart Attack Man, the beginning of a little Communication. It's a good one. And let's duck into some Stereo Lab. I brought an interesting collection of like folk and oldies and garage rock and 80s stuff. We got the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. We got some goodies. We got some fucking goodies. I take care of you. I gotta take care of the people, huh? All right. Let's get over some Stereo Lab, and I'll get back to doing what I'm here to do, which is play some sweet music for you fabulous folks. Okay? Yeah. We'll be right back. Grammar. Oh, where's the grammar police when I need them? Usually that's me. Set your source, guys. Set your frickin' source. If you use social media, I just posted. So exciting. Anyways. I'm kind of just loving. The moment of the Go-Go's and Captain Beefheart. I don't think I've ever listened to those two bands together, and I was like, I think that the beat of this is gonna go nicely, and it kind of rocked my world, so I might do it again. I don't know. Do it again. Play it again. So anyways, let's see, what do we... You're listening to Hag Ride Happy Hour, Radio Valencia, on this moderately manic Monday. And what have we had so far? Well, I told you a little bit earlier, but you just listened to Captain Beefheart from the Safest Milk record. Double album, so good. And we got Beauty and the Beat rolling a little bit in the background, the Go-Go's. It's so good. So that was Our Lips Are Sealed. And I'm gonna kick over to a little bit more Stereo Lab. And which is what record do I have here for you guys? Let me be proper. Let's be proper. Transient, Random, Noise, Bursts with Announcements. Holy shit. That is kind of a description of what we're doing here. That's cool. All right. Well, anyways, let's see. What do we got? What do we got? We got some things that are lined up in the queue that are going to come down the pike here sooner or later. We got Courtney Barnett. We got Big Mama Thornton. We got a little Led Zeppelin. We got some 80s. I even brought ABBA. Brace yourselves. Or don't.
Get your fucking dancing shoes on. Get your fucking dancing shoes on. Oh, Mamma Mia. So good. I'll treat y'all to a story later. That's enough for now. Don't you think? I think so. Cut me off. Cut me off. Or give me a double. Give me a double.
Swing it on home. A big mama swing it on home. Big mama, they're gonna marry you someday. We don't plan no tomatoes. All they plant down in my hometown is candy and potatoes. Swing it on. Big mama, swing it on. A big mama, run on. A big mama, they gonna marry you someday. Now, hey, everybody, all be like our plan. When you see Buddy Guy, this is what he said. Run on. Yeah.
Mama Thornton. Big Mama Thornton. Such a good record. Actually, let the next song roll in the background because I really like it. So, I think I will. Oops, wrong button. Huh. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Got a little red rooster.
This song is so good. Oh, no. Now we're going to have an ADHD fest. I'm going to bring that down a little bit. All right. That was a really nice... a really nice double header of Courtney Barnett and Big Mama Thornton. Loved it. Things are going swimmingly here. All of these songs, I really dig them. They have a lot of soul. And Big Mama Thornton, that record really, God, I feel like this is like from like 95 years ago, and I'm not saying that number in an exaggerated way. I should know this. This is Big Mama Thornton in Europe, and she was a trailblazer. I mean, oh Jesus Christ. Well, this is not from 95 years ago, but God, what is time? I say that a lot. maybe it explains, well, we don't need to get into that. This is about music. This is not about me. Maybe it is. Maybe it actually is. Anyways, this is recorded in 1965 on my friend's birthday. My friend Dina. Anyways, in 1965 in London. Highly recommend picking up this album. Big Mama Thornton in Europe. Shout out to my friend B Spider-Man. That is her legal name because she's a badass. And I mean, I guess you gotta own it. If you know that you're a badass, change your name to Spider-Man, your last name legally. That's pretty badass shit, right? Anyway, she turned me on to Big Mama Thornton, I think. So I got two of this album and gave one to her and one for me. And I'm sharing it with you. And that brings us up to the present. And then now, let's kick over into what's next. What's next? We had Courtney Barnett and Big Mama Thornton, and we had some Captain Beefheart before that. That was rad, Captain Beefheart and the Go-Go's. That's wild. All right, and we're going to... Oh, dear, a rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's... if you're a night owl, wake up. Wake up. Wake up with some Amy Winehouse. How's that? I think it sounds good.
So far from all. sickest size, the lonesome old dude and the cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns look into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you.
I can't work, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was intense. I mean, we're just trying to speak some truth here. What does the devil's haircut look like to you? Well, when Beck sang about it back in the day, back in the day, I pictured very different things. Like something maybe a little punk rock or goth. But now I think of just some, you know, veneered nightmare sycophantic talking head. Not as in talking heads. That'd be great. But, you know. Oh, God. Why would I drop the vibe? Shame on me. You're listening to High Rye Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Back to the tables, because that's what's up today. And so we had just now Devil's Haircut by Beck. And we had a little Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. And we had just a really beautiful Bob Dylan song that I really love, that track, I Want You. I think it is just one of the most gorgeous songs of longing. It's just like, just real, he's not fucking trying to be cool in that song, but he ends up sounding really cool. It's, you know that song landed the woman, and I like that. There's assurance. It's solid. It's a solid formula of a song and a strategy. If you love someone, tell them that you love them, right? YOLO. Life is short. Be with the ones you love if you can, right? And I was going to skip on over to a Little Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song. I fucking love that song. Shout out to my immigrant friends, immigrant neighbors, and gratitude to my immigrant ancestors that came over, you know, a few generations before me. And thanks for that, you know. It's like it's not an easy transition or journey. Holy shit, you know. Thinking of a Hamilton song right now, right? So shout out to the beautiful immigrant neighbors, especially in you know, immigrant friends, immigrant collaborators, but immigrant neighbors that make this area specifically that I'm in, over in the Mission, San Francisco, just extra beautiful, delightful, delicious.